The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with Micah.
Hey.
All right, so we're back with the next episode of our step-through episode-by-episode show of Seinfeld. This one is The Jacket. So this is an episode that surrounds Jerry getting a new suede jacket and how much he loves this thing, and it's probably really expensive. And also at the same time, he meets Jerry and George go to dinner with Elaine and her father, Elton Bennis, and hilarity ensues. Micah, your thoughts on this episode?
This episode is one of this episode is a standout. It's a highlight. It's one of the funnier episodes in this season, and it's one of the episodes that I'm able to point to when I say, "Oh, you need to see this episode." In a show that has a ton of episodes like that,
right.
this is a standout for me. I really dug it. My fiance was watching it with me. She was cracking up, man. She was laughing her ass off. So, yeah, The Jacket is one of my favorites.
All right, same for me. I think that it works so well because you get a real sense of like I don't want to say a foil, but like such a dry character to these like psychopathic characters that the show is basically surrounding. So
yeah,
it's an interesting twist, and I think Elton Bennis is one of those sort of characters, like you said, he's just such a standout character across the entire series.
So here are two things about Elton Bennis. The character of Elton Bennis was based on novelist Richard Yates, whose daughter Monica once dated Larry David.
Oh, good Lord. Of course.
But this is the most interesting thing. Elton Bennis, played by Lawrence Tierney, was originally going to be a recurring character, much like Jerry's dad and like Jerry and George's parents. But Tierney's notorious volatility terrified the cast and the crew, and they did not want him back.
Wow, so he wasn't really playing a character. That is who he is.
He's a psychopath, and according to the producers, Tierney took a knife from the set and hid it under his jacket. When Jerry Seinfeld asked him about it, Tierney pulled the knife out and proceeded to imitate the famous shower scene and score from Psycho.
Wow.
So, yeah, this guy's a lunatic.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Calm down.
Yeah, take it easy, guy. Okay, so that is really disturbing. Like, it's slightly like Marlon Brando. Like, have you ever heard any of the things that Marlon Brando used to do? Like, he wanted to play, if you don't know, obviously Marlon Brando is one of the greatest actors who's ever lived. But if you're a giant nerd and you only know him from nerd stuff, he was Superman's father in the original Superman movie, which is as much as I think he's great in that role. Like, that's the most disrespectful thing you could ever say about Marlon Brando is like, this is what you know him from, or Island of Dr. Moreau. But so like he wanted to play like Superman's father as a green alien donut. Like, seriously. Like, he was just a wacky dude. Like, he was just a wacky guy. So yeah, I mean, this guy's actions sound not too dissimilar to like the craziness of Marlon Brando. Maybe he thought he was Brando.
Do you also remember him from Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, shit.
That's right. He's the guy doling out the... He's the bell.
Giving the names.
Yeah, yeah, he's the guy doling out the names. No, you're Mr. Pink. I don't let people pick their own names because everybody wants to be Mr. Black. You're Mr. Pink.
You're Mr.
That's
Pink.
This guy.
Why do I have to be Mr. Pink? Because you're a fucking pussy. That's why. That's perfect. That's so funny. Like, the second you said that, like, I can picture him immediately. But, you know, like, before that, like, I hadn't thought of that at all. That's a good one. That's a good bit of trivia. So Jerry and Elaine are at a clothing store, and Jerry sees a suede jacket, and he's like, I got to get this jacket. This jacket is the shit. I look awesome in it. I'm going to buy this jacket. And he sees the price, and the price is crazy high. They never say. They never really, they always allude to Jerry being well-to-do because of his comedy, but they never say how much he makes, which is like sort of this recurring thing. But what's interesting is, you know, you have, you know, Jerry buys his coat, and he comes, like, the next scene, Jerry's like in his pajamas, watching television, and he's still wearing the jacket, admiring it. Have you ever spent like an exorbitant amount of money? This is actually a completely redundant question, because I know you have.
No, of course.
On something like, and you knew at the time, like, this is a bad idea.
Oh, absolutely. Anything that has
now, keep in mind, we only have like 20 minutes for you to go down the list.
Anything that has a button on it, any piece of electronic equipment that has a button, I've spent way too much money, because I'm one of those insecure people that has to be first, has to have the newest, the latest, the best. And my TV, I was like, oh, I gotta have this because it's 240 megahertz. Oh, and it has 3D also. I just kind of wanted a 3D TV, like, you know, but...
You're an idiot, again.
I am an idiot. And I'll get all the new video game consoles and pay... I dropped $1,000 last year on these two video game systems and games. $1,000. I came into GameStop and said, I want to pre-order this and pay it off. Here's $1,000.
Wow, you are insane.
So, yes, I... you know, my car. I'll save that story for another AOG. But, yeah,
holy car. Shit, that's a good story. Because it is madness.
So, yes, the real question is, have you done it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I make poor choices like this all the time. Not so much like these days, because, you know, like, I have to be responsible to someone else too. I'm married. So you can't just be like, woohoo, like, I'll just buy whatever. I'm trying to think of anything significant that I've bought that I'm just like, I bought a second car at one point. I had a car that I was still paying on. And I bought a second car.
For what?
Because I wanted to drive the other car as like my daily driving car and keep my nice like sports car at home.
So you wanted a utilitarian car and you wanted a pussy wagon for the weekends. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
A big bright orange truck so that you can put Uma Thurman in.
Basically. The funny thing is, I wasn't single at the time.
You weren't single, so you...
No, I wasn't single at the time. Yeah, again, this was a terrible choice I made.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, I had, for people who don't know me personally, which would be most of the people who listen to this, I had an Acura CL, like a badass sports car. It was awesome. It was a great car. I had that, and then I went and bought a Jeep...
A Jeep Grand Cherokee?
No, not a Grand Cherokee. It's just slow down. Okay. It's a regular Cherokee. I mean, it was like used. You know, it wasn't like I was like balling out of control with like two brand new cars or anything. Both were used. But yeah, because I'm an idiot.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to have two cars. And you weren't married.
I know that now.
Married.
Yeah, I know that now. The fucking moron.
That is like, fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Like, I remember, like, having that moment, like, soon after I bought it, and I had, you know, like, a 10-day return policy, like, no questions asked, I could have returned it. And I'm like, on the eighth day, I'm like, you should probably not keep this truck. You really should take it back. This is a really dumb idea. I was like, no, this is a financially sound idea.
Back when trucks were the hotness.
Yeah.
Everybody had a damn truck.
Yeah,
I'll tell another story about my dad and his dumbass truck.
Oh my god, I do know that story.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
So I gotta save that.
Yeah, don't waste it. Don't waste it. Keep your powder dry, as they say. But yeah, I bought two cars at one point. That was really dumb. I'll never do that again.
That's
like,
so...
like you can't drive both. Like you can't. Why would you do that? Like I was really dumb. Like really dumb. Really dumb. I really regret that. Like that, and that like threw me into like a really bad financial place. It was just no. Don't buy two cars at the same time.
It's look at Jay living hood rich.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Two cars living in an apartment. What sense does that make? Like taking up two fucking spots. Like this is fucking stupid. And I remember a friend of mine was like, you know, you just bought that truck just so your girlfriend could drive it because inadvertently she's going to wreck her car. And I was like, she's not going to wreck her car. Sure as shit. Sure as shit. Like, I don't know, maybe a month or two after I had that truck, she wrecked her truck. So she didn't do it. Someone hit her, wrecked her truck. And so then I had to drive my quote unquote pussy mobile around and she drove the truck.
That's hilarious.
Because fuck that. I'm not driving the Jeep. I'm driving the Acura. Fuck that noise. But yeah. So yeah. Again, don't be like me. Be smarter than me.
Oh shit. Are you sure someone else hit her? Or did she place herself?
That was
herself
a story. That was a story.
Right. I was about to say, did she place herself in a situation to be hit?
Just driving on the wrong side of the road like fucking Trinity in the Matrix Reloaded. Yeah, but that happened. So it's a really poor idea. But yeah, so Jerry spends a lot of money for this jacket. What would be the max amount that you would spend for this jacket? Which, by the way, by today's standards, looks like a members only coat. It's hideous.
Yeah, it's not a good looking jacket. Here's the thing. I am, or at least before I was engaged, I really didn't care what I looked like.
Yeah, no, that was obvious.
So, oh, you dick. So back then, I mean, I wouldn't pay $100 for any article of clothing that I had on.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I think the max I would pay for a jacket, and this would have to be like a pretty kick-ass jacket. Like, it can't be that shit that Jerry was wearing.
Yeah, right. Of course.
I could easily see myself paying $350 for a coat. It's got to be a coat, though. It can't be a jacket. If it's a jacket, $300. $75, $300.
I like how it drops only by $50 based on length. Yeah. Based on the length of the coat.
I gotta look good, man. I gotta look good. And that's the thing. I love jackets because I'm a thin guy, so jackets kind of beef me up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, right. Like, I love the early spring and all of fall so that I can, you know, just walk around in my it's like the urban cape.
That's fucking ridiculous. I'll allow it. That's funny.
So, I
remember a story. This isn't like a super long story, but I remember you saying to me once, you were like, if I could live anywhere, I would probably live in San Francisco. One, I really love San Francisco. It's a great city. Also, it's like jacket weather all the time, and I look really great in a jacket. I just remember that. And it will stick with me forever because I just find it to be such a funny comment. It's like that like pure moment of honesty. Like, I would live in a city solely based on jacket weather.
Of course. It was July when I went to San Francisco, and when I came back, I'm in jackets in all of my pictures. And my father's like, whoa, what is it? July. Is it that cold? I was like, oh, it's prime jacket weather.
It's prime jacket weather.
It is prime jacket weather. Walking around the Ghirardelli chocolate factory, sporting a jacket. Oh, man.
life doesn't get much better than that, I guess.
There you go. Ghirardelli behind me, Alcatraz out to the sea. Oh, yeah, man.
See, I think San Francisco's too cold.
Oh, it's not too cold. Hell no. It's what the jacket's for.
That's what the jacket's for. I'm more of an LA guy, like LA, San Diego. I mean, I lived in San Diego. But I like that weather, man. Like 85, I can get up, I can go outside, I can walk my dog at 5 in the morning, and it's still already 70 degrees. Like driving in the mountains, and it's still warm. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, If my wife and I ever move to the West Coast, and I'm not saying we will or anything, you know, that's not like some premonition or anything, but it would definitely be Southern California. Like, I would never live in San Diego again. It's like, it's too conservative for me, and yeah. Been there, done that. I would probably live maybe like outside of LA. Like, I could do that.
I've never been to LA, so I need to go to decide whether or not that will overtake San Francisco's throne.
Look, you know what? Not even LA. Santa Monica, dude. Santa Monica or Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is like crazy expensive, but Santa Monica might be the closest to what paradise is like.
God damn,
dude. It is one. It's warm like LA. It's not hyper crowded. It's just really expensive. Like, that's just it. It's just super expensive to live there. But yeah, no, it's nice. You know, it's, you got the Santa Monica Pier there. You know, you can go and get into a fist fight if you want. it's really great, but yeah, that's as close to paradise as I can think of. So, I mean, in the United States, obviously. But so Jerry and George go. They're supposed to meet up with Elaine and her father. And her father is this obviously intimidating guy because he's already crazy in real life.
Yeah.
And they sit down with this guy, and he's just kind of this surly old guy. You know, like, they sit down, and he's like, what do you have to drink? George is like, oh, I have a club soda with no ice. And Jerry's like, I'll have a cranberry and something. Like, basically nothing with alcohol in it. And he's like, I'll have another scotch. Like, he's a fucking real man. I like this guy. He's crazy, but he doesn't have any sense of, like, giving a damn about anyone else around him.
Yeah.
So they look nervous as hell, and they're freaking out.
I love how Jerry's like, I gotta use the bathroom, and George is like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you left me holding the bag. Like, what the hell is going on? This guy's gonna eat me.
Yeah, like, if he would have gotten up and punched those two guys in the face, I would have been like, that seems reasonable. but yeah, there's just some great dialogue between Alton Bennis and Jerry and George. I would you have stayed, or would you have, like, dipped out on this guy?
Oh, I'd have voted out. I don't give a damn. Look, Elaine could be mad. She'll give it a couple days, she'll be glad again. Like, nope.
Have you ever been in a situation like this, where there's, like, somebody who just is that intimidating?
Not with people who are that intimidating, but if I'm at a situation where I'm in... So there was this one time where we all went to this one location, and I wanted to take my car because I know how I am. If I'm not entertained, or if I'm not amused, I'm leaving. And we were all at someone's house, and they were just kind of sitting around and playing video games. And, you know, you would think that, you know, that would be right up my alley, but they were playing all these weird, like, puzzle games, and it just wasn't for me. And I was getting hungry, and, you know, nobody wanted to. The problem with those people is that they would all say, hey, we should do this, but no one would step up to do it. You know what I mean? So
I know exactly which crowd you're talking about too.
Yeah. And I got hungry, man. So I just left. Like, I just left because I'm not going to sit here and starve, and I'm not going to sit here and eat someone else's food, you know, because I'm not like the other four or five people who are in that room, in that house, treating it like a goddamn bed and breakfast. No, I'm just going to fucking leave. And I went and I got some McDonald's, and then I went home because I was bored. Like, if you're not, people are like, oh, you can't hang, Mikey, you can't hang, you can't stay up. I can stay up. If I'm being stimulated somehow, like, my mind has to be doing something.
Yeah, you can't just be boring
sitting there in a TV, in a chair watching TV. Like, get out of here. I will roll out. And if in this situation,
I kind of love that. That's really hilarious. Like, yeah, fuck this. Like, I'm out. Nope. I don't need this shit.
I didn't say that I was going to leave. I just left. Because this was when I first met these people, and I didn't really know them. Like, they just kind of invited me over on a whim, and I was like, all right, well, I didn't want to go in the first place, but I was like, all right, well, maybe I'll just go just to, you know, because I need to get out and meet people, right? So I got out, and I met these people, and, you know, they're okay, but I'm like, is this it? Like, and then and this was the point where I would like sit in like the corner, like sit in the cut, you know, because that's right. What I do. I judge people, like everybody I meet or everyone that interacts with me, or even if you don't interact with me, I judge you, and I judge you silently. People are like, oh, Michael, you're so quiet. No, I'm judging you. I'm looking at your actions.
You're right. I am quiet. I'm writing down in my mind all of your faults.
Exactly. I need to know what I can use as ammunition
against
if you ever betray me.
Yeah.
So
very similarly.
Right. So I'm in the cut, and then I get hungry, and I'm just like, all right, these people keep talking about ordering something at Pizza George. Ain't nothing happening. So I'm just going to leave. And I just left. And then they called me later on, and I was like, oh, I went and got McDonald's, and
I'm home, dog.
I'm home. Right. I was like, and I'm home. It was like, well, what's wrong? I was like, I was hungry, and you people weren't doing anything. I was like, oh, okay. See you next time? I was like, yeah, see you next time.
Yeah, maybe. No, I don't like people like that, man. Like, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, man. Like, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Just
be about
it.
Do
it, man. Yeah. Do it. You're grown-ups now. Especially now. You're grown-ups.
No, they're not. They're just of that age. They're not grown-ups. So at this point, George, poor George and Jerry, they're dying out there, man. Like, Alton Bennis is just, he's just the world's worst person to sit and talk to. And so Elaine finally shows up as they were getting ready to fucking dip out of there. And Elaine finally shows up. And so they're like, all right, we're going to walk to the restaurant. And it starts snowing. And Jerry's wearing the suede coat. And so Jerry's like, oh, I can't walk out there. It's suede. We're all suede. So he doesn't want to walk out there. And so then he decides, George is like, just flip the coat inside out. It's a genius idea. But he's got like this candy stripe pink shit on the inside. And so he switches it inside out and he goes to leave. And Elaine's father's like, basically like, I don't want to walk down the street with a bunch of fucking fags. It's basically what is the implication, right? Like, I don't want to walk down the street with a queer. So it's like, what the hell you call this? And so Jerry's like, but it's suede. He's like, you're not walking down the street with me like that. And I'd be like, all right, well, I'm going to go home then.
Right. I'm leaving. Again, yeah. I'm leaving. I don't care if Elaine is mad at me.
And be
She'll
mad.
Be okay.
We have another 9 seasons to get along again. Right. It's fine. But Jerry wusses out and puts his coat on right, and they walk to the restaurant, and of course it ruins the coat. How, on a level of 1 to 10, how pissed would you have been?
I wouldn't have been pissed because I wouldn't have done it. Like it's, I don't know if I can answer that. I don't know if I can put myself in that hypothetical because it is so far out of what I would do.
I would have never let my coat get ruined.
Right. I would have never let my coat. I don't give a fuck who you are. I would never let my coat, especially if I paid that amount of money for it.
$700-$900, whatever he paid.
Right.
$1,000.
If you don't say anything, I'm going to walk out here thinking you paid $1,000 for that coat.
That scene is awesome, by the way. Because George is just, like, George is so over the top. Yeah. No, just fantastic. I wouldn't have taken the coat off. I'd be like, no.
Right.
Like, it's cool. It's fine. I'm going to, like, oh, you're not going to walk with us. Okay. We'll just meet you there then. Right. I'm going to take a cab.
I'll catch a cab. It's only 5 blocks. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. I'll be there before you are.
Right.
That guy, this is definitely a standout episode. And that guy, certainly, the guy who plays Alton Bennis, certainly is a standout. It's too bad he was crazy, though.
Yeah, he's a psychopath, man. He's a psychopath.
It's one in every crowd.
Pretty much thinks everyone is gay.
Yes, because that's the last part of it. And while he's singing the theme song to, or the song from, he's singing Master of the House from Les Miserables, yeah. Which is hilarious. All right, that is it for us for The Jacket. We will be back next week with another episode. We'll see you guys
seminal
later.
Episode.
Yeah, it is a seminal episode. This is one of the... This, I think, the next episode is the first truly great episode. Like, yeah. It is a classic. Like, ultimately, it's a classic. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Really?